We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ben Brubeck is the Vice President of Regulation, Labor, and State Affairs at the Associated Builders and Contractors Unions in Virginia. Let's talk about what is going through the General Assembly. What's your reaction to the contestation of Virginia's right-to-work status, Ben?
Hey, John, good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so there's a number of bills that passed over the crossover deadline yesterday, and happy to report, at least with respect to right to work, that last weekend efforts to kill and gut Virginia's right to work law seemed like they failed. And so the good news is that standalone bills are not moving forward. They would do that. There's a possibility of something happening later on in the session, but for right now, it looks like that the House and the Senate proposals ended up dying.
The Democrats were very excited about this possibility just a couple of weeks ago. What happened? Who got to them? Who spoke to them, you think?
Well, I think the grassroots efforts of Virginians who believe that employees shouldn't be forced to join a union as a condition of employment or pay union dues and fees as a condition of employment, I think really won the day. The fight's certainly not over, and the grassroots still needs to continue. But one of these bills that we were looking at ended up dying in committee, and the other one was killed. But they're going to be studying the issue going forward. So I think that people need to continue to be vigilant, and the benefits of Virginia being a right-to-work state on the economy are significant, and I think that's one of the reasons why Virginia is such a great state to do business, and a lot of investment is coming into the state, especially in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the things that our economic development team mentions when they're competing with neighboring states. Like, come to Virginia, it's a right-to-work state, it'll make it easier for you to do business here. But how would a change in the right to work law affect your members at builders and contractors? What would it do to you in a practical sense?
Well, the right to work law would certainly make Virginia less competitive, less attractive. So there'd be less investment, of course. There also are legislative vehicles that the legislature is moving that will basically try to gut right to work through different ways and basically steer contracts to out-of-state contractors that are unionized and union workers. There are some provisions that would require what they call project labor agreements on state and local projects. And project labor agreements force contractors to hire union labor and force any non-union workers they already have employed to join a union, pay union dues, and follow union work rules as a condition of employment. So the effect of these project labor agreements, when they're mandated, discourages competition from quality Virginia businesses and workers, and that will increase the cost of construction between 12% and 18%. We know that this will result in out-of-state unionized contractors getting more work to build our schools, our roads, our bridges, and that's unfortunate. That's going to have a big impact on Virginia businesses and the workforce, which just 2.2% of the construction workforce in Virginia is unionized.
At the moment,
exactly. And that's kind of what the aim of some of these bills are, is to sort of help unionized contractors, union labor, get more contracts and grow their ranks. And in turn, those folks will support Democrat lawmakers. And it's kind of a cycle of not corruption, but just a negative feedback loop that will lead to bad things happening in Virginia.
That's the key thing here, is if you want to join a union, fine. But to be forced to join a union and then be forced essentially to pay into a slush fund that's going to go to support political individuals and organizations that you don't personally support, that's one reason that unions have been dying in the last 15 years. A lot of people said, you know what, my boss isn't a bad boss. My company is not a bad company. And I don't like having a portion of my paycheck go to support people that I have no intention of voting for in November. It's pretty important to keep that separated here in Virginia, where people get to make their own decisions.
Very true. And so your listeners can help support fair and open competition and free enterprise and preserve Virginia's right to work, as well as, you know, protect Virginia businesses and Virginia construction workers and make sure that everyone can rebuild their communities by supporting SB 182 and HB 358. Those are the proposals that would require these project labor agreements on certain construction projects. And there's also some other measures we're looking at closely that the construction industry is very concerned about.
Well, I'm glad you're speaking out on it, and I appreciate you joining us today. Ben Brubeck, the Vice President of Regulation for the Associated Builders and Contractors here in Virginia. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks. Have a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.